Thank you for calling Manicky's Royal Stone Hotline. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yep.
Are you currently in need of a tow to one of our Manicky locations?
Yes.
All right, may I have your first name, please?
My first name is Alexandria, and my last name's Andronov.
And Alexandria, that's Alexandria.
Yep.
And can you spell your last name for me?
My last name is Endreno.
That was Endreel.
A-L as in apple, and then L as in lizard.
Yeah. All right. And in case we get disconnected, what would be a good callback number for you?
702-738-2281.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates with the provider information and how long it will take them to get to you?
Yes, please.
All right. Messages and data rates may apply. And just give me a few moments to go ahead and get everything put in the system for you.
Okay. Do I have to pay anything by any chance?
The only way that you would have to pay is if your tow service is over 5 miles.
5 miles. Okay. Because it is from Badura Avenue, and then the place that I'm taking it to, it's going to be, like, in Henderson.
Okay, we'll definitely be able to check in just a few once we get to that step. Can you provide me with the address in which the vehicle is currently located?
Okay. The address is 7955 Badura Avenue.
And it's Purdue, P-U-R-D-U-E?
D-A-D-U-R-A.
D-A-D-U-R-A?
Yeah.
And you said Avenue?
Yeah.
And what city and state is that in?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
And can I have the zip code, please?
Sorry. I don't live around here.
It's okay.
I just have to get... The zip is 89113.
And what's a good email address for you?
It's my first name, last name at Yahoo.
Is it a dot in between it, like Alexandria dot last name, or is it just
no?
One? Okay, it's just all together.
It's just my first name. Yep.
And you said at yahoo.com?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And can I have the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling about?
It's a Ford Mustang 2002.
And you say you're trying to sell it?
Sorry?
I said, and you say you're trying to sell it?
No, I'm trying to tow it.
No.
The alternator broke down. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. No, I was just messing with you. What color is the vehicle?
No, you're okay. It's red.
Red, okay. And you said that, what type of issues are you having with the vehicle?
The car won't start. We changed the battery, so it's new, and we think it's the alternator that's broken because the car won't start at all. We tried to jump start it as well. It started at first, but then as soon as they took the cables out, it just shut off.
Alrighty, so the car won't start, not the battery. Thinking maybe the alternator. They tried jump starting it, still wouldn't crank. Is that correct?
Yep.
Alrighty.
And do you How long do you think? Sorry.
That's okay. Will the vehicle shift out of park into neutral?
I'm not sure. I've never done this before.
Will you check to see if it can go into neutral?
Yeah, I can go to, like, I can put the thing at neutral.
Okay. Is the vehicle four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or just standard?
I'm not sure. It might just be standard, but I'm completely not sure.
Is this service a result of an accident?
No. I was just getting out, and my car just wouldn't start.
Alrighty, and will you be there when the provider gets there?
Yep.
And do you have the keys to the vehicle?
Yeah.
Will anyone need a ride with the provider?
Yeah, so just me.
All right. Do you have a face mask?
Yes.
And we do have to advise, due to COVID, some providers are still not allowing passengers. If that is the case, you would need to find alternate transportation, okay?
So I wouldn't be able to get in?
No, it's just not guaranteed. It varies depending on the provider. Some allow passengers and some aren't, you know, still due to COVID. But if that's the case, we'll definitely let you know.
Okay, thank you.
And the vehicle is currently at the 7955 address, correct?
Correct.
All right. Is that the Enterprise?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay, because it's giving me the, let me see.
It's an apartment complex.
Apartment complex, let's.
I can give you the name of the apartment complex if you want.
Yes, that'll be fine.
The apartment complex is called Cabrillo Apartments.
Can you spell that for
so
me?
T-A-B.
Are you saying C as in cat or T as in Tom?
C as in cat, A as in apple, B as in bamboo, R as in river, I as in igloo, L as in lizard, L as in lizard, and then O as in oval.
And apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so it's West Badura. We got the address a little messed up, girl, but we got it together here.
Sorry.
I had the address messed up here. It was supposed to be 7955 West Badura Avenue. All right. So I was able to go ahead and get those apartments located. You say you're located inside of those apartments, correct?
Yeah. Okay. So when the provider enters, he's going to make a left, and then he's going to go straight, and then he's going to make a right. And we'll be at the very end.
Alrighty, and are you trying to take your vehicle to the mannequin on South Rainbow Boulevard?
No, it's somewhere in Henderson.
You said it's where now?
In Henderson, because that's the closest place that I know.
Okay,
I mean,
so
not closest.
If you do the one on Henderson, it's going to be 11 miles away, so you will have an out-of-pocket expense for those extra miles.
How much do you think it would be?
It's going to be, because it's going to be about 6.5 miles over your limit, so it'll probably be about $60 maybe. I'm not sure. It's going to depend on the provider.
We could just take it to the rainbow one.
Okay, so what you would need to do is go ahead and contact them. You can place me on a brief hold or however you want to do it. But you need to go ahead and contact them to make sure that it's okay that we bring the vehicle and things like that. Because we're not able to drop the vehicle off until you have contacted them first.
Okay. I'll definitely call them right now.
All right. I'll just be right here on hold.
Okay. Thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Hi, they said it would be okay.
All right, so let me go ahead and get it. And you did call the one on South Rainbow Boulevard?
The one on Tropicana and South.
Okay, you went to Tropicana. Okay, so you're going to
say... Is that one okay?
Also,
no?
It is okay, but you'll still have an out-of-pocket expense with it because it's over the 5 miles. So you can either try the one on Fort Apes Road, or the one on South Rainbow Boulevard. Those are within the 5 mile distance for free. Those two are.
So this one does say, so is the address 4897 South Rainbow Boulevard? Is that
yes,
the
ma'am.
Address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I think I just called them. Let me just double check if it is the number.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
No, I promise I understand. It's fine.
Okay. I think I called the right number.
Okay, so that is the one that you called the South Rainbow, not the Tropicana?
Yeah, so the cross street is going to be West Tropicana Avenue and South Rainbow Boulevard.
Okay. That's fine. I just wanted to make sure we were on the right. And you called the 702-873-5486 number?
Nope, not that one.
702-625-4403?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, yeah, so we're on the right track. So we'll go ahead and get this set up.
Okay.
And you said they said it's okay, right? And...
Yeah, they said it was okay.
All right, that's fine. So we got that squared away. Let me go ahead and get you mapped and located. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you knew, how much you'll be charged and stuff like that. I didn't want you to be confused.
Yeah, it's okay. This is my first
time. Is this your first time?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I definitely understand. Don't ever feel nervous, you know. We're always here to help. So I do have you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider for you. Once I have that provider,
okay,
you'll receive a text message with your provider information and how long it's going to take them to get to you. Is there anything else that I can assist you with on today?
No, that'd be okay.
All right, well, thank you so much for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance. You have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.